Hey, it's me, Richie T, and another interview that I am so excited to do. A long time in the waiting, because I guess he's been busy or whatever. It's Ed Kowalczyk from Live. How are you doing? I'm doing so well. Let me ask you this question. Are you sleeping through the night yet?
Oh, barely. We have a brand new baby boy, little Paul, came a couple weeks ago, and no, I'm exhausted. Yeah, I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, but you're going to be
bleary-eyed.
You're going to be able to get some sleep before you get here, right?
I'm coming in day before show, so I'm actually, you know, as much as I'm looking forward to the show, I'm really looking forward to that night before. So I can sleep for like 8 hours straight. I think it's going to be a life-changing moment.
And his name is Paul, you said?
Paul, yeah.
Where does that come from?
I just always love the name. I love, you know, and I also want to be mercifully short with his first name because of his lifelong last name.
Oh, yeah.
Relatively complicated, so we wanted a short and succinct first name, and then he got my middle name, Edward. So he's Paul Edward Kowalczyk. Which is just mildly, you know, the syllables, we kept him under control there. We didn't give him too long a first name.
No, that's great. And he can even, you know, Ed instead of Edward, so he can keep it Paul Ed and then Kowalczyk, unfortunately.
Totally, he's got options.
Polish, right, Kowalczyk?
Right.
You parents straight from Poland, or what's
it? My grandparents came over, so I'm, you know, solidly USA here, because there's been four or five generations Kowalczyks in my lineage over here from Western Pennsylvania. So I was back to Poland actually when I was a little kid, and that's the only time. So I'm looking forward to someday getting back there.
You like Polish food, though?
I do. I'm not a big kielbasa guy. It's a little strong for me. I like the glumpkies and the pierogies. Yeah, I get into it.
Right? Yeah, I'll throw down a pierogi every now and then.
Heck yeah.
There's the obligatory question that everyone wants me to ask you that I promised that I would ask you is when your wife gave birth to Paul, did the placenta fall to the floor?
Well, you know, I wasn't watching at that moment, but, you know, it might have. But the most important thing is Paul did not fall to the floor.
Okay, good.
We brought him right into the little bassinet, and everything's rocking. And he's number four in this ever-expanding family of mine. So,
oh, my gosh.
We capped it off. I have three girls. So I have three girls, and Paul bookended it here.
And done now. Done, right?
Quite a surprise. Yeah, quite a surprise. Yeah, done so far. We think so, but yeah.
how awesome is that? Being a family man and still being, you know, this great rock star.
It's fun, man. I mean, this time in my life, you know, this whole solo chapter, I started about 4 years ago, and I'm doing, my show, big ass show, will be full band, but I do a lot of my shows acoustic now with my bass player, Chris Herline, and I go out. It's called I Alone Acoustic, and I do probably about 60% of my shows like that. I keep, with the exception of next month when I go to Europe for about a month, I keep the tours pretty short, so usually like 3 or 4 days max out, and then get some good, you know, quality family time. I'm actually spending pretty good amount of time at home, but it's a good balance. But again, full band coming Salt Lake this weekend. So.
Let me ask you, I'm sure you've told the story a million times, and if I had done any sort of research on this particular part of Live, I would know the answer. I wouldn't have to ask you. What happened?
Well, 4 years ago, you know, we had been a band for a really long time. You know, 4 years ago, I came to this sort of like end of chapter moment in my life where I just kind of lost, you know, I was losing interest, losing the passion for it, and realized, you know, hey, I've been doing it the same way for so long. What would happen if I picked up and, you know, grabbed an acoustic guitar and went out and played, you know, solo shows? What if I just really went back to the core of what I do as a songwriter and try some new musicians, try a solo album, that kind of thing? And as soon as I started to think in that way and then act, you know, have the actions follow in terms of going out on tour and making the record with down in Austin, my first solo album in 2010. I just had this like full blown renaissance of interest in what I was doing again, and I think the energy and the passion of that first solo album really communicated to the fans that I was, you know, back. I had gotten that sort of that fire back, and that's just continued the last 4 years. You know, I've put out an EP called The Garden late last year. I have a new album called The Flood and the Mercy coming out October 29th, and onwards and upwards.
So it wasn't like a all-out drag out with the other guys from Live?
There's drama. I mean, I didn't get into it, but it's, you know, from my perspective, it really was a natural progression. You know, the it was a bit of a crash landing in other ways, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't something that, you know, for me personally was, again, just the matter of an artist moving forward, you know.
Your birthday the other day, what'd you do? What'd you get?
What did I get? I got, yeah, well, I turned 42.
Oh, my gosh.
And had a nice dinner, you know, nice chill dinner. Got
Now, was it the whole family or was it just you and the wife?
Oh, no. Everybody.
Okay. So it was not quiet
then.
Which
is its own, which is its own or, you know, that's an extravaganza right there because you've got a 2-year-old, 11 and now 9-year-old, you know, rocking it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Mama was pregnant at the time. So, hey, you know, keeping the plate spinning.
You also, I just as I'm looking over some of this stuff about you, you taught high school at some point?
Me? No.
No?
Graduated high school. No, I never taught it.
Oh, your dad was a teacher.
Yeah.
What did he teach? And was it your high school that he taught?
No, not my school. History.
Okay. So how come you're playing music? Where did that come from? Where did that influence come from?
You know, I came from like a somewhat musical family, not huge like music lovers, but not a lot of, you know, performers or anything. I had an aunt who gave me some vocal lessons. She's a great singer when I was younger, and I just kind of I fell in love with rock and roll, alternative rock and college radio in the, you know, mid to late 80s, and of course the band started right around then, and yeah, came just my passion for singing. I've always loved to sing. Just sort of happened. I've always just loved it, and but yeah, not a huge like musical background in that sense.
Does any of your kids seem to have a liking or a taking towards music?
Oh, they all do. Yeah, they all do in their own way. We're waiting to, of course, waiting on the 2-year-old. She sings a lot, but we'll see what Cecilia gets into. But my 11-year-old's big into drama, and she's been in a couple plays. She's a great singer. But they're all, yeah, in their own way.
Do you ever feel like there's kind of an odd expectation because you are who you are from your children?
Well, they love coming out. I mean, yeah, not. There's no pressure. I don't put any pressure on them. They love coming to my shows. They're inspired by it. You know, I'm not like, oh, you must practice. You know, you must be into music. You know, I'm more like how I kind of want to allow that space for them. You know, to sort of emerge into whatever, what you know, what inspires them. Because that's really how I found my passion for it. It wasn't because I was, you know, forced to practice piano 10 hours a day. You know, it was more like, you know, just allowed to sort of happen in a natural way. So I want to kind of foster that. I want to keep them inspired, keep them surrounded by music, but at the same time not, you know, kind of map it out for them too much.
Do you feel like there's pressure from outside forces, like other people in your kids' class or stuff like that, or parents or things where they'll come and attend whatever they're participating in and be like, oh, man, I thought Ed Kowalczyk's daughter would have been better, or you know what I'm saying, that kind of thing?
No, I don't think so. Not yet, anyway. I mean, no, it's the little town we live in. It's fun, you know. There's a lot of fans here, and I've played some shows in the area here, and my kids get to come out, and everybody's really supportive. It's a great community, and we're just watching them grow up, and it's awesome.
Is it kind of fun to go and just exist in that small town and just be like a dad? Because I would think
big time.
I would think for
very refreshing. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, kind of like you know, if it were a different city or maybe a different time where people wouldn't kind of just allow you to be who you are and have your kids, they'd be like, oh, come on, Ed, look who that is, and you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's very refreshing to come home to a smaller town, and you know, especially, you know, with, you know, being a performer, you go out and you're surrounded by hundreds if not thousands of people, you know, and then to come back and be able to sort of decompress in a way that you know, sort of the total opposite of that energy is really important for me. It's something I've always cherished, and it's something I've always tried to have in my life. I've lived in cities, but I'd have to say that mostly I like the small towns.
Before I let you go, I want to ask you about this, because I remember with Fight Club, you being in it, and I remember actually knowing, oh, hey, that's Ed Kowalczyk. But how did that whole thing come about?
Oh, I was a huge David Fincher fan. Of course, I love Seven. I love The Game. I love his work. And I had actually, now that we just spoke about me living in small towns, I did live in Hollywood for about 4 years. And when I first moved out there, I didn't really have any friends out there, and except one, this guy named Sean Fay, who was a sort of up-and-coming agent at the time. And I was joking out of the bar, and I just kind of joked, hey, man, I'm in Hollywood now, you should put me in a movie. And he called the next day and sent me the Fight Club script and said that David Fincher would love to meet me. And I was like, no way. You know, it's like perfect, because I, you know, was kind of tongue-in-cheek about it. And showed up over his office, and of course he turned out to be a huge fan of my work as well. And then, you know, we just kind of hit it off. And I was initially going to be a priest, but his lines were taken, and he just ended up spraying a hose. So David called me back and said, you know, I want you to be the bartender, waiter, because he's got a couple lines. So I ended up getting a principal part, man, in what ended up being a pretty freaking awesome movie. So. But it's the only one I've ever done, and I guess if you're going to do one that cool.
Yeah, for sure. And then you're going to be in town Saturday, the Big Ass Show. Tickets are available at smithtix.com. I know you've mentioned you're going to have a full band. Talk a little bit about what people can expect from you.
It's killer. We did a show as a good representation of all my, you know, some new stuff of mine, my solo record that I put out, the first solo record, 2010, some of the brand new songs from The Flood and The Mercy. And then, of course, I get to all the hits of my work in live, like I Alone, Lightning Crashes, all those songs that people, you know, want to hear and sing along with. We get, the set's really robust that way. It gets sort of touches on every album that I've done, really, in some way. And people dig it. It's full band. It's four guys, bass, drums, guitar. Zach Loy is a new guitar player. I've just played about four or five shows with him. He's incredible. And Rami Antoon on drums, Chris Herline on bass, and yours truly. So, full-blown rock.
And then you've got a new album coming out in October?
I do. October 29th is called The Flood and The Mercy. And stay tuned on my Facebook page. I'll let you know exactly when it comes out. It's going to come out in Europe first, because I'm going there next month. But, new music coming.
We just find you, Ed Kowalczyk, on Facebook?
Yep.
All right. Tickets available at SmithTix. See Ed this Saturday. It's the Big Ass Show. Tickets are just $25 now. Don't wait until, you know, it's day of and then you're hearing Ed play and going, why am I not in there? I want to be up front watching Ed play. Thanks for taking a few minutes, Ed.
Pleasure. Anytime. Thank you.
You bet. Get back to that kid. He needs his diaper changed.
You know it. I'm back in it.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Thanks.